صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The second divinely appointed Imam from Ahlul Bayt عليهم السلام is Imam Hassan. His father is Imam Ali and his mother is Sayyidah Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon them all. Imam Hassan's known title is Al-Mujtaba, which means the chosen one. When he was born, the Prophet, peace be upon him, named him Al-Hassan, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, before reciting the Adhan in his right ear and the Iqama in his left ear. The holy Imam alayhi salam spent the first years of his life under the care and guidance of his grandfather, the Prophet, peace be upon him. This early training made the holy Imam outstanding in his knowledge, piety, tolerance, intelligence, and courage. From among the Imam's wonderful qualities, he was the most skillful of the eloquent in speeches during his time. His grandfather, peace be upon him, was the most eloquent in those who spoke Arabic, and his father, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was the master of the eloquent and the eloquence. Imam Hassan's personality filled the eyes and dominated the hearts due to the fact that all the elements of the Prophet gathered in him. A narration says, the signs of the prophets and the glory of kings appeared on the face of Al-Hassan. The martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam on the 21st of Ramadan marked the beginning of Imam Hassan's Khilafah. The Muslims pledged their allegiance to him. On the first day as the leader of the Muslims, Imam Hassan went up the pulpit and talked about his father Imam Ali and how special he was to the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Then he reminded the Muslims of his own position in Islam and his relationship to the Prophet and how Allah had chosen the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam as the guides of Islam and the ones who truly knew the meaning of the Quran. In Damascus, however, the ruler was Muawiyah, the son of Abu Sufyan, the man who was always fighting Imam Ali and causing problems between Muslims. Muawiyah continued to cause problems for Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Hassan alayhi salam prepared the battle against Muawiyah and his men. Muawiyah was bribing a lot of Imam Hassan's army with money, and they were all leaving Imam Hassan for that money. Only the Imam's real Shia stayed with the Imam. The holy Imam realized that he could not trust the intentions of most of his men, and the only people he could rely on were his true Shia, who were too few to battle. Meanwhile, Muawiyah was bribing, causing lies and rumors, and killing most of the Shia. He wrote to the Imam alayhi salam, forcing him to accept a truce and peace treaty for his power for the Khalif. Imam Hassan knew Muawiyah was an evil man who would not follow the rules in the peace treaty, but he wanted people to see it for themselves. And even though Imam Hassan alayhi salam knew he was the rightful leader, he did not want to force people to accept him. Some of the conditions of the treaty between Imam Hassan and Muawiyah were: number one, Muawiyah would rule according to the Quran and the method of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Muawiyah would not trouble and harm the Shia of Imam Hassan. Muawiyah would not curse or say bad things about Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Muawiyah would not choose the next ruler after him. Imam Hassan would not call Muawiyah as Amir al-Mu'mineen. When Muawiyah dies, the ruler will be Imam Hassan alayhi salam again. And if he is not alive, then his brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam will be the leader. Muawiyah accepted all the terms, but with the passage of time, Muawiyah broke all the conditions of the treaty. The holy Imam used this opportunity to strengthen the belief of the Muslims and increase their awareness of Islam. Muawiyah was always looking for a way to get rid of Imam Hassan, and finally he managed to convince the wife of Imam Hassan to poison the Imam alayhi salam. In return, Muawiyah promised to give her some money and to marry her to his son Yazid. After she had poisoned Imam Hassan, Muawiyah gave her some money but refused to marry her to his son Yazid and said, "I can't trust you. You may poison my son Yazid as well." Imam Hassan alayhi salam told Imam Hussein not to seek his revenge but to leave the matter to Allah. He also asked Imam Hussein to bury him next to the Prophet if possible, but if it would cause a fight, he should bury him at the Jannat al-Baqiyya cemetery. Imam Hussein then arranged his funeral and burial rites and took the body of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam to bury him next to the Prophet. The Bani Umayyah all came out to protest with anger and did not allow the Imam alayhi salam to be buried there. Because of Imam Hassan alayhi salam's orders, Imam Hussein could not fight back. Imam Hassan alayhi salam was then buried in Jannat al-Baqi' in Medina.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.